Ghostly Talk! Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on September 14th, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, I got a really interesting half hour for us. We're going to get to that in a second. But in the meantime, though, after that, Jeff Wamsley is back to warm us up for the 7th Annual Mothman Festival. Keith Age joins us to warm us up for the 7th Annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Yay.
We're going to be talking to Archbishop James Long about demonology and stuff tonight. Mm-hmm. And an added thing also, we're going to be talking to Bonnie Vett, our news lady who does our news stuff, about something very, very, very interesting.
I have a feeling you have something to share with the group.
Yeah.
Because... So you got rock and roll?
It satisfies my soul.
It satisfies you. Your soul looks satisfied.
Very satisfied.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to talk over Lemmy. Tell him, Lemmy. That's right. I'm like Flavor Flav now.
Missing the clock.
Missing the clock. Everybody sing along. Jimmy! 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 Should we let it play out?
I'm just going to grab the mic and start singing.
All right. Home stretch, guys.
What's that?
Are you getting the lighter out?
Yeah. I want him to see me.
He's got the lighter.
I know he can see me now.
Doug has the lighter out.
This just became incredibly lame.
Yeah. You said it. That's right.
All right.
Woo. All right.
Thank you.
What a party. What a party it is.
Lemmy's in
the studio. There's only 30 seconds left.
In spirit.
Let's just do this for the whole show.
I'll just play Motorhead songs the whole time.
Why not?
I think it.
All right, now they're fading out on me, so I gotta go.
You're having way too
much
fun.
All right, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
Good to be back here, for me at least. I have been on the road for the last week and a half, and I am cooked. And I don't even know how we're going to get to this. This is going to be interesting. If I may have the floor from you guys.
Absolutely, cool. Because I think we need...
I disagree.
We need an explanation.
Yeah, of the format change.
Yes, I need to know why you're glowing.
Yeah.
and you know, I've seen your Satan Space page.
Yeah, I was hoping nobody was going to check their stuff today.
There's actually a picture of you looking happier than happy.
My eyes are completely shut, and it wasn't because of alcohol. It was because of sleep debt part of the way, because we were on our feet for 9 hours, pretty much.
Yeah.
Let me explain this. We went and saw Motorhead last night at the Orbit Room in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yeah, okay, so that part's done.
Excellent.
All right, great,
Charlie.
Yeah, we got that part.
Yeah.
with another brilliant band called Valiant Thor, who was really, really great, really cool. Year-Long Disaster, and a band that came in out of nowhere. They had to fill in, called ASG from North Carolina, really cool. Killer show, great show. Anybody who's ever been to a Motorhead show knows the audience, the aura and beauty of Lemmy, and my love for the man.
Yeah.
For many, many years now. Well,
he wears a Scott L. Radio Star t-shirt quite often.
That would be the end of it, right? I'd just so combust if I ever saw something like that for real. So after the show, what was going to happen? I told Amber, I'm like, look, after the show, we're going for it. We're going to meet this guy. I've been trying to do this for years. I think I've told the story of how I almost met him a few years ago on the show before. I'm not going to get into that. We don't have a lot of time here. So,
I've got to tell the story about rabbit shooting pool with him for 3 hours.
Should I tell that story? Really?
No. Let people guess. Yeah.
It shouldn't be hard to come figure out.
Come up to me at a conference. At the conference is coming up here, and we'll talk about it. I'll tell you the whole story. Anyways, so we get done with the show. We had a lovely time. It was wonderful. And we had our cameras with us. So. Right. We walk to the back of the club, and they're loading, you know, the crew's back there running around, the other bands are running around. We walk up and talk to a few people, like, you know, we're all Motorhead dorks. These guys got, you know, Motorhead tattoos on their body and stuff showing me. I'm like, wow, I'm just not as cool as you. But all of a sudden, here comes the bouncer.
Of course.
And he is like, look, you guys can't stand here. Get out of here. Lemmy's already on the bus. Those guys are on the bus. They don't want to talk to you. Go away. Okay, so he's like, you know, if you're going to stand here, you have to go past the tree over there, which is like 30 foot away from the buses and stuff. So I just want to be cool. I don't want to give anybody a hard time and get kicked out of there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm thinking, you know, let's just hang. Persistence has always worked out for me in the past, so let's just hang and see what happens, right? Now, it's about 11:30 at night.
That was pre-monsoon or post-monsoon?
Pre-monsoon.
Oh, you were lucky.
So, we go back there by the thing, we all start talking, and we end up meeting a very interesting lady named Amy Jill, I believe. You'll hear more about her in a second. And she's like, I'm like, man, they're going to kick us out of here. They don't want us here. All the people, there was like friends of the band or something like that. They were out. They were able to stand by the buses.
Right.
So they're all shooting, looking up the hill at us like we're a bunch of dorks, right? Like a bunch of losers. And we're getting dirty looks from everybody. And I'm like, we're not leaving. We're staying. We're not going to go anywhere. We're going to try. And just let's try, right? Where do we have to be? You know?
Right.
I didn't have to go to work or anything. So let's just hang out. So I talked to this lady, Amy, and she's like, look, we're going to do... This lady apparently has met everybody. She's, you know, explains all the stuff. She's like, we're going to sit here, and we're going to make this thing happen. Okay, cool. So, long story short, I'm going to do the best I can here. The bouncers kept coming over going, look, guys, they're not here. Go away. And the latest lady, Amy's like, you're lying to me. I've had people out here spotting this place for the last 2 hours before the show even ended, and I know they haven't walked out of the club yet. And the guy's like, oh, you know, this is some dude. He's not a bad guy. He's just doing his job, right? He's cool.
Trying to scare.
Yeah, he's just doing what he's got to do, right? He don't know any better. So we stand there. Well, okay. I said we got there about 11:30. Well, let's say about 1 o'clock.
Wow.
Mickey D, the drummer, walks out finally.
Yeah.
And we go after Mickey D, and he's really great. He's like, let me go on the bus and drop my stuff off, and I'll come out and talk to you guys, and we'll hang out.
Awesome.
So he came out, and, you know, it was great. Now, in the meantime, we met two wonderful people. I want to mention their names here. Timmy and Lisa, a couple that were there to see the show also, and they, you know, big Motorhead fan, Lemmy fan like myself. And we got to talking and hanging out. Their camera broke.
Oh, man.
They're like, what are we going to do? And we're like, you know, Amber and I, we're like equipped. We're stocked up. You know, we got an arsenal to end all arsenals because we got batteries. We got everything. We're like, we got you taken care of. Give me your email address. We'll have it all hooked up, which that was taken care of this morning. They got their pictures also, right? Mickey D walks out, hangs out with us, you know, half Greek, half Swede, drummer of Motorhead. Anybody who knows he's one of the best drummers in the world. Was absolutely wonderful to us, and we got pictures of those. We got pictures with Mickey D. So I'm like, okay, it was worth the wait. It was worth, you know, even if we don't get to meet Lemmy, we got to meet somebody that was, it was worth waiting. 2:30 comes along.
Oh, man.
Now the bouncers are getting irate with us. They're really getting, they're telling us to get a life. You guys are losers. Go away. I mean, really being mean, which some of the guys were like, yeah, go home and surf your MySpace page, you little bitch, and all that. You know, it was getting kind of ugly for a few minutes.
Wow.
Amber and I just kept our mouths shut. We're like, I don't want to get into a fight with anybody over this. There's no need for that. I want to, you know, if we're cool, they're going to be cool with us, right? And I'm happy to say it was one of the times I'm lucky I was right. Because one of the club owners, one of the ladies who runs the club came out, and Amy, this lady actually on the screen right here we're looking at, that's the lady I'm talking about,
yeah.
She knew her and said, we need to know if Lemmy is in the club or not. Can you find out? She's like, well, hang on, no problem. The bouncer's sitting there going, dude, they're not there. They're not there. They're gone. And she's like, hang on, I'll go check. She comes in, back out a few minutes later right in front of the bouncer and says, he's in the club still. He hasn't left yet.
Wow.
And we're like, and the bouncer's like, uh-oh. Because we're like, ugh! Like, you're roaring at this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you've been lying to us for the last 3 hours. What's your deal? So now it starts to rain. And we're like, what are we going to do?
The monsoon begins.
What are we going to do? Oh, my God. You know, we're going to die. Literally, our legs are just giving on us. We're so tired.
Yeah.
We're so worn out. You know, we've been traveling all week, you know, coming back from down south. So we're just fried. Finally, the tour manager comes out. And says, who are these people? What's going on? And the guy's like, these people want me to let me, and they're not allowed to. And they're, you know, and he's like, how long have you people been standing here? We're like, about 3 hours, sir. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
He says to us. And we're like, yeah. He's like, I can honestly say to you, I had no idea this was going on outside here. If I had known, he's like, honestly, I swear to God. He was an English guy. He had the English accent and stuff. He's like, if I had known, I would have had you guys in here hours ago. He's like, please, come inside. Lemmy's at the bar right now, sitting there having a drink. Please, it'd be my pleasure to have you guys come in the inside, get dry, and get your pictures and autographs with Lemmy.
Wow. That is awesome.
I never hugged so many men in my life. It was beautiful. I loved it. It was wonderful. Now, what I have here, I posted up. This is what I did on my camera. I was doing everything I could to document as much of this thing as possible, which I think I did an okay job of.
Excellent.
So what I had, I have to warn you also, I have to censor this a little bit. There's a couple sections where I said a couple of questionable words that I don't want to have come over the airwaves. So I'm gonna have to like pull the level down real quick, okay? I'm gonna old school it and do it that way, right? So this is what happened last night as we were in the Orbit Room in Grand Rapids, Michigan, staring at Lemmy.
How's that look?
That's your whole head.
Okay, my whole head?
Yes, it is.
All right, we're inside the Orbit Room right now in Grand Rapids. Lemmy's right over there, okay? Lemmy from Motorhead's over there.
Okay.
We're going to be meeting.
How about that?
Yeah.
What's up?
You two go and then us two go, because we're only letting two at a time.
Okay. Fair enough. Sorry. I'm documenting this event as best as possible right now. Yeah, whatever you guys want to do, man. It's cool. We can. How do we want to do that?
That was a nice shot of your boob.
Okay, got to censor that part right there.
No!
Thank you, by the way.
Okay. Okay, so check it out. I don't know if you can see this or not.
Okay, I had to censor that too.
You were just going to tell us what was going on.
And there is our fearless leader right there.
There's Amy,
who helped us the whole night.
Yeah.
That's good.
She rules.
You can even show it on MySpace or YouTube.
No problem
whatever.
At all. Thank
we're
you.
Doing that right now.
There's the disclaimer right there. There's the disclaimer.
And here it comes.
I just know that.
So, yeah. Okay, so we're walking up there. Yeah, it's the two of us. And then you're only letting two at a time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And we can get
there's only like nine of us, by the way.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Not right. Bad.
So, holy crap. Wow. Okay.
They're right there.
I feel like I'm getting ready to ride a ride at Walt Disney World or something like that.
No, there's more. Are there other pictures in there?
The next two?
How are you doing?
It's all right.
I feel like, okay. There he is right there. Hi, Lemmy.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you. How do you do?
Oh.
Now, I chopped it there because I didn't want to be like the paparazzi. Okay.
Right, right.
I didn't want to put a camera in the guy's face.
Right.
So I didn't want to upset him. I don't know him. you know. So I had to chop it there. But you know, the obvious proof after that is under there.
Yes. Exactly.
Now this is posted up on the Ghostly Talk site. I put this up in the news section, the homepage there. The video's up there. You just got the audio listening to it here. But the video's up there for you to watch also, the goofiness that went on with the video. But we got our pictures. Lemmy, well, of course, he commented. Amber told me to wear my Hellhammer shirt. You know, my famous Hellhammer shirt.
Yeah.
That people always comment on. And the video just cut when he said, he looks at my shirt, he goes, Hellhammer. And that's all he said. Like, yeah. Okay. And I think that's because I don't think he likes Hellhammer. That's a long story. I just, if you know the Lemmitude, you know,
right.
You know, he might. So I was like, oh, okay, don't kill me. Just be cool. I'll wear something different next time, right? I'll take the shirt off and burn it right now. I don't care. I just want my picture. So I log out and get my picture done. Now, one side note we have to mention is that Amber, you know, we used my camera to take my picture and stuff, and Lemmy was totally cool. Actually, what I have to mention also, I had my arm around Lemmy, which was just like, you know, it's the divine residue. You get
I think,
that, you know.
The look on your face in the photo is enough. To know,
well,
I have a drop of an inkling of your emotions at that.
I was
moment.
Ready to cry.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I got my arm around Lemmy, and I look at him. I'm like, Lemmy, I've been listening to you my whole life, and he gets me. He looks at me, and he's like, I hope you haven't just been listening to me your whole life. And I wish I would have had the camera running for that, right? So I grab Amber's camera to get her picture, right, with Lemmy. And I shoot the first photo, and the flash doesn't go off. So, of course, immediately, like, oh, my God, we're in trouble. What are we going to do here? Meltdown. And I'm like, it didn't work. And this is what Amber told me Lemmy said to her while this was, because I'm trying to figure out. He looks down at her with his, you know, with his thick, beat-up, you know,
oh, yeah.
smoke-damaged, you know, accent. And he's like, maybe he left the lens cap on. To which Amber responds, no, he didn't. We popped the picture. Lemmy hugged Amber really good, and I shook his hand again and said, why did I say this to somebody? This is the stupidest thing I could ever say to someone like Lemmy. I go up and I go, Lemmy, thank you. Be safe, all right? And it's like, this is Lemmy.
Wow.
Lemmy don't know how to be safe.
No.
Lemmy hasn't been safe for 45 years.
No, he's protected by some other kind of safety net other than being safe.
Yeah, so in a nutshell, that's what went down last night and why I'm just, my voice is, I don't know how it sounds through the whatever, but my voice is just destroyed right now.
Well, through the headphones it sounds good. I think you did the lows and highs and stuff perfectly.
Yeah, I cleaned the levels up. Yeah. My voice is
like, you probably, without the headphones, probably sound
like this. Yeah, yeah. Well, the magic of radio can make me sound like, you know, like I'm
yeah,
great.
But you add a little bass, take out a bit of treble or whatever, it cleans it right up.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
So that's what went down last night. Not really paranormal, I have to say, but I don't really care because it's our site.
But as far as a life goal of yours, congratulations.
Well, I just said, you know, that's what I put. I can cross another thing off the bucket list.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And that's what I was telling people. I'm like, okay, it's another thing off the bucket list. This is so cool. You know, it isn't about just getting it done.
I got to see that movie eventually, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bucket list.
It isn't about just getting it done. I mean, it was something I've been wanting to do for a number of years. I've been trying to get, you know, next to Lemmy for years, not because it's like, oh, look, a rock star, you know?
Right.
Because he is a true inspiration. And, yeah, finally got that done last night. So, wow, congratulations to me.
That is awesome. Yes, congrats.
So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And, you know, obviously we're back. Everything went well last weekend.
I was really impressed. I mean, at the very, very end of the show, I didn't bring up the levels. For the outro, but
everything went well last weekend. Everything was cool, and we're back here full speed. And the next 2 weeks, we're gonna be gone. We're gonna be out.
Yeah.
But we're gonna, we're like, per usual, you know, we always make up for that when we come back. We're gonna have from both the conferences, from the Mothman Festival and the Mid-South Paranormal Convention, we're going to have all the speaker presentations and all those.
Yep.
We're going to be cutting all that stuff. So we're going to come back with a plethora of stuff for people to check out from our traveling to those two conferences.
It will be a buffet of audio treats for your ears.
Jeez. Well, who else does that? You know, who else does it but us as far as going there and really doing some true documentation of these events we go to? You know, it isn't all about just going there and partying with our friends. I mean, we're actually getting some stuff done, and we do it for Ghostly Talk to bring it home and put it up there for you guys to check out, the people that couldn't make it,
and
or people who want to listen to it again.
And hopefully it'll get people excited about the upcoming conference. Like, if you want to know what went on last year's conference and do you want to go to this one or that you go to the archives, you can download some of the presentations and listen to them and make up your mind. Oh, yeah. I want to go to this conference. Exactly. I want to go to this festival. I want to go to that. You know, you can see, who you want to hear and who you've already heard, who you want to hear, who's coming up, and you can compare it and make an intelligent, informed decision as to where you want to go and spend your paranormal time.
Yeah, exactly. And this is where the problems occur, because I'm losing my train of thought like every 1.2 nanoseconds.
I noticed it's not normal for you.
I'm really tired right now. I'm not kidding. I'm really burnt out right now. One thing I do want to note also is that here in Michigan, I thought the storm was in Texas.
No, we're having a monsoon season today.
Yeah, and I just want to warn people, because I was told... and I'm, you know, maybe I'll check this out, the weather out also here while we're talking.
Oh,
but I heard there's
like
another.
It looks like the Jolly Green Giant's arm turned yellow and is coming to Michigan. And it's that long.
And apparently it affects drivers something horrible.
They closed I-94.
Well, they didn't close it while I was on it. But
well, up in Clemens.
It didn't matter. It might as well have been closed. Well, people were going 35 miles an hour on the freeway because of rain.
Right. People weren't going on the freeway up in Mount Clemens at all. I mean, we were all just stopped. And I'm like, that's it. I'm taking Harper. It was insane.
Well, what we have here right now, excuse me, as we're talking. My God. Or
but
I'm
this
trying
is
to
all
talk. It's a thunderstorm warning coming through here, like a massive storm coming
around. It's all because of Hurricane Ivan.
It swung around the country. Now here's
but
the other
it was
thing.
Down there like yesterday or the day before, and it's up here today. I
but
mean,
that's what
fast.
That thing cruises. Mm-hmm. Well, here's another thing too. Is I made the preliminary calls for the show tonight, and I talked to Keith H for a few minutes. And when I called him, it sounded like when you call Rabbit. The chaos in the background always. It was a call like that. I just heard chaos in the background of Keith's phone. And I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, oh, man. He's like, we got 90-mile-an-hour winds down here. He's like, we got trees down all over the place. People are out of power for the next 3 weeks from what we understand. But Keith's going to be here. He said he's going to be here for sure. I told him, hey, look, if you can't do it, don't do it. You know, it's fine. But Keith will be here. So that's what's going on down in Louisville right now. And the only reason I'm saying this is if we just happen to go off the air, you know why. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, everything seems like it's holding pretty good right now.
Well, that's all.
Yeah, every beat
that I can actually make it home without flooding on the freeways, because.
Yeah.
It's a really good possibility.
Hopefully, things maybe the storm will blow through quick. I don't know.
I'm going out later.
You're going out.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Behind a certain pizzeria.
This sounds shady already.
Yeah, whoa.
No. The entire, like, behind the pizzeria up in Macomb Township is flooded.
Mm-hmm. So are you going swimming? Or
yeah, what are you?
I know somebody with a four-wheel drive vehicle, a big
oh,
one.
Oh, God, here we go.
We're going to get in it, and we're going to go through the flood. That it's something.
Hey, man, I might
want to
do that. Hey, you know what? We might have to take a trip up north.
The dumbest thing ever.
Hey, it isn't our
for multiple reasons.
Why? If it's your own vehicle, of course.
It's
but
something
he knows.
It's something that I've always wanted to do, is gotten down and dirty and dangerous. And that's dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think you do that in your everyday life.
Well, I do that too. But I mean, it just sounds like fun. It sounds interesting.
Yeah. It sounds about as fun as let's see. Plucking the hairs on my body one at a time.
That's a lot of hair.
She did that to me, actually.
No, I waxed them.
And it felt like you plucked
them
out one
at a time.
It
wasn't one at a time. It was several at once.
It was a sheet at a time, and it hurt like hell.
And it was funny. It was the most fun I've ever had with you.
The reason I... Oh, all those nights laughing until 6 a.m.
That didn't count.
No, nothing like
See?
That.
You didn't have another meltdown when we had last weekend.
Seeing you bite on that towel.
Oh, it was
That was
bad.
The highlight.
And by the way, everybody, the whole reason that happened was because we
were... No, you can't say.
Well, we were doing a movie.
Yes.
You have to come to Louisville, Kentucky.
To see the film.
2 weekends from now and see the film that
and
I got.
And figure out why Donnie had to wax his back.
Yes, you absolutely must. It is, it's a mystery. It's an enigma.
it was fun.
It was ultimate pain. And if you haven't seen The 40-Year-Old Virgin, you need to go see it. And then you'll want to go see this movie. Because I had my...
And if you want to see the pictures, you can go to my Satan Space page and see the pictures of me waxing your back.
That's absolutely true. And if you want to know why it was done at all, you go to Louisville, Kentucky in 2 weekends from now. Go to the Mid-South. If you want, we'll even give you tickets if you're the right caller, right, at some point. I don't know when in the show we're going to do it, if we're going to do it. But
yeah.
But we are going to give tickets away. And you can even come for free that way. I mean, you'd have to pay for gas and hotel and whatever, but you'd get to the event, into the event for free on the guest list. If you win the tickets to the Mid-South Convention.
Yeah, we'll see. We got a busy night tonight, so we'll see what we can
you
do.
If we give them away tonight, you will be able to see this the reason I got my back waxed by Bonnie and provided an immense amount of fun for her.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah.
But really, that's not the most fun I've ever had with you.
Coming up, like we
said. We've never even shared an Orange Julius. I don't know why, but we really should sometimes.
Because that's something Scott and I have never shared one either.
You haven't?
I don't even know what an Orange Julius is.
Oh, they're hideous.
I haven't.
People
I don't
like
believe
them.
I've shared them with
orange.
Anyone. So apparently I'm in some serious trouble.
Well, I'm going to have to get some for the next party.
I think we should go to break. This is going downhill fast.
Oh, we got you. I'm in the studio now. I'm in the studio this time.
That doesn't mean Doug and I can't take it downhill.
I'm just going to turn my head
off. No, I got the board.
You want me to talk about the new bra I just bought?
No, I don't want
to. It's really pretty. You want to see it?
Now you're out of channel now. So.
She got it on discount.
Thanks, Bonnie. I really, really like to see that.
You are.
She's out of channel.
That's me.
I don't care.
You're back in channel now.
Tanya wants to hear about my bra.
Tanya can see your bra.
Next see it next weekend, for God's
it's
sake.
Coming weekend.
Yeah, hold off, for God's sake. You know?
I love you guys. You still don't want to go to break?
I'm trying to time this right. I'm trying to time
this. Just kidding, Scott.
Hey, it's freedom of speech, man. You want to talk about your bra on the air? That's fine with me. I don't care. No, coming up, actually, we got Jeff Wamsley. We're going to be talking to him first.
That'll be awesome.
He's actually, as we speak right now, he's at the Mothman Museum.
Excellent.
He's going to be talking. We're going to be talking to him from the Mothman Museum, which is one of the attractions from the Mothman Festival.
That museum has really taken on a life.
It's come a long way.
It has come a long way. I remember when that was a big, big empty room,
mm-hmm.
and they set up tables and said, "All right, we're having the festival in here. Go in there and enjoy," or whatever.
Yeah,
and
it was
now
much more.
It's an incredible museum with. Just all kinds of exhibits and information, and the archive, the news archive alone is amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the festival has to happen outside. Oh, I wonder.
I hope
Ike is long gone by.
Yeah,
next
I hope
weekend.
The hell of 2004 doesn't come back to bite us again. Because remember, the
oh
first
my
year we
god,
went,
that was horrible. Thank God it was inside then.
Yeah, it was inside then, and it rained really bad. I mean, people actually
that
died
was,
that
you
week.
Couldn't hurricane. Some other hurricane.
Yeah, it was some other one. I don't remember what. But you couldn't even get down by the water. The
no,
steps were underwater.
Right. It was literally, there was so much water that they came up the steps where we're gonna, where our stage is going to be at this year. It would have been buried in water. It could be buried in water. Hopefully it isn't. Let's go to break. We'll get Jeff on the line here. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doc.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
Ghostly
Talk!
Hickory, North Carolina is alive with Talk About the Dead. www.hauntedhickory.com is celebrating the paranormal October 3rd and 4th with classes and lectures by Patrick Burns of Haunting Evidence on True TV, Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Children of the Grave, Tim and Trish Yancey plus Jason Gowan from Encounters Paranormal Radio, Nathan Spoonover of The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, Stephen LaChance from Discovery Channel's A Haunting, and Shannon Sylvia of Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters International. plus vendors, a Hearst contest, and much more. Participate in a live ghost hunt in the haunted west wing of the Hickory Salt Lock. Haunted Hickory in Hickory, North Carolina, October 3rd and 4th. www.hauntedhickory.com. Make plans to attend now.
Hey, Scott L. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash on my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
Listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and naughty.
You know where we're going to be this weekend, right?
Well, next weekend, yes.
Well, it's the one coming up.
Yep.
Obviously, it's not this weekend because this is the end of this weekend.
I'm guessing Mothman Festival.
Why, yes, Bonnie, you're right. The 7th annual.
I'm so smart.
Thank you. You helped my segue quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
The 7th annual Mothman Festival will be the best one yet, with tons of new attractions and at least a couple of old ones. That's me and Scott Elf.
Yeah, very old ones.
Speakers and exhibits. If you're not in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, the weekend of September 19th through September 21st, you're sure to miss one of the premier get-togethers in the paranormal community. The website, of course, is www.mothmanlives.com and/or www.mothmanfestival.com. And, of course, we've got the organizer, the
man.
Absolutely swept away with work, but he'll take a little bit of time off to talk to us about it. Jeff Wamsley, welcome back to Ghostly Talk, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
It's really good to have you back. It's always fun for our yearly visit here to get us warmed up for this festival.
Oh, absolutely. Man. We're totally hyped. It's going to be bigger and better than ever, and I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, it's coming along really well. The weather's looking good. And, you know, it seems like, you know, it's more and more people each year. So, you know, the year goes by fast. Seems like it was just not that long ago that we were talking about, you know, the last festival. So, but yeah, it's a good meeting place for a lot of people. I think that's why it's successful. It's just almost like a homecoming family reunion, you know, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it seems like it's really gaining a lot of momentum.
Well, that's what it's become, really has become now for all of us.
Yeah, because we get to see there's ghost hunters there from Dayton, Ohio. There's the Pat Bellamy
mm-hmm.
will be there. I mean, there's just a lot of regulars. And you know what's interesting?
Right.
You know what's interesting? Not only does it attract regulars, and that's because of the beauty of, you know, the place, the festival, the warmness of all the people. I mean, you do a fantastic job of just getting, you know, the thing just runs so smooth and everyone just has so
much
fun.
Well, I have a lot of help. You guys help out a lot, too.
There's a lot of help, but it helps add to the warmness and
right,
of
the personable approach, yeah.
For example,
I think that's why it's been successful too. As you know, it gets to the point where I almost have to delegate things out to everybody and stuff. And you know, if you can get good people to handle everything and stuff, it makes it a little bit easier for me.
Oh yeah. It would be so difficult. I mean, this event has taken on a life of its own, and
yeah,
you're sort of the nerve center though. So you still you perform the most valuable part, but at least you know everybody else can pitch in and make it quite an event. And I think
right.
It's events that people not only want to return to, but they want to return to with friends and loved ones. Because for example,
right.
I have two examples.
Uh-huh.
The camera guy from Fox News.
Yeah.
He showed up two years ago.
We met him originally, and we're like, wow, that's Fox News.
And we're like, that's Fox News. It's really cool that he interviewed us and everything. And then he went on his way, and we were actually on the news that night.
Yeah, that was sort of pretty cool. The whole hotel room started knocking when the news
everyone's
came
pounding on doors.
Oh my God, there you guys are! Wow,
like, there's a bunch of Mothman geeks. It's great. But you know, he came back last year, and he not only came back to do, you know, more of a story, but he also brought
it was his kid
and a friend of his. So he brought people. He's like, oh, I want the, you know, it went from, oh my gosh, I have to go cover this hilarious little festival, whatever. And he did, and he had fun. He had so much fun, he brought a friend and his son the next year. I saw a cop, a Point Pleasant, I don't know if it was Point Pleasant or a county or a state trooper, but it was an officer of the law, right? And he was walking down the street last year with, I didn't ask him, but it looked like it was probably his wife and his kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The thing is I made up in my head this story, similar to the Fox News reporter, that he probably, you know, drew that assignment the year before and is like, oh,
right.
Gosh, crowd control,
yeah.
Whatever. And then he had so much fun and enjoyed himself that he came back, he probably asked for the assignment last year and brought his wife and kid to enjoy it while, you know, look at daddy's at work.
Right,
look,
right.
Look at the things he can do. And I thought that was a really, it's not only draws people, it draws people back with friends and loved ones. I think that's just an amazing testament to the weekend that you throw together every year for some reason.
Yeah, considering, you know, we started off, 7 years ago, basically, you know, we drew a few hundred people, and now it's, you know, thousand people.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, it really is. I mean, what blows me away is that every year you really see the difference every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every
yeah.
year.
Yeah,
this,
you do.
This is going to be our fourth or. This
oh,
is,
wow.
Our
fourth or fifth.
Yeah, it was our fourth
yeah.
time. Fourth. This
fourth
is going to be our fourth year coming there in a row. And every
right.
year I've been there, it has just grown exponentially. And I don't mean, like, you know, by exhibits. I mean, that's a given. I mean, every year it gets better and better. But there's just more and more people there. I mean, this year
right.
it was like crowds all over the place. You know, we're trying. Because we were running back and forth between our table and the stage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm going to be a few minutes.
Yeah. We're actually moving everything. You know, the tents are there near the statue, but this year we're pushing the tents even farther over towards the main road, you know, in order to give people more room around the statue and things like that. So it'll basically be from the river all the way up, all the way clear over to the main road, you know, where the fire department is, you know. So that in itself is almost doubled.
Oh, my God.
So we'll be able to reach out the back of our tent and order Bennigan's and stuff.
Well, now you won't be able to be that close, but this time, instead of being in front of that little building like you guys were, you guys will be down almost, you know, the tents will be pushed, you know, towards the other
it's
direction.
It's time to buy one of them things with the two big wheels and the little platform and the handle.
Segway.
It's time to buy a Segway.
Let's get a Come on,
yeah.
We need a Mothman
Segway. Just to get around the festival, we're going to need
just
one.
Paint it green, put some bread eyes on it, we'll be good to go. And back
yeah.
and forth, man. It's cool.
That's awesome. An idea. That's a good idea.
Well, speaking of transportation.
See, that's how I get these ideas and stuff.
People
you really shouldn't take ideas from us. They're dangerous.
Well, speaking of transportation, though, Jeff, I have to do a segue into this. There is the new, now, we talked about this briefly not too long ago, but this year is going to be the first time for the Mothman bus tours, am I correct?
Yeah, that's looking like it's going to happen. You know, I'm waiting on some word from litigation and stuff, you know.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't
want
to hit you.
Well, the thing is, you know, if it doesn't happen at the festival, it will happen very soon after, but, you know, there's some things that have to be, you know, figured out legally and stuff, you know, liabilities and stuff like that. But it's looking like it will. I hate to tell everybody, and then something happened and it doesn't. But you know,
I understand. I'm just curious though, regardless of that, you know, when they do start up, as I know they will sooner or later.
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
this tour going to be
yeah.
like? Have you guys mapped this thing out, kind of like what people can expect to see?
Yeah, it'll be about. We're planning around a 90-minute tour. You know, we start downtown, we go back. By some of the landmarks downtown here, and then head up towards the TNT area. And, we'll be up there by the igloos, a couple of the open igloos and stuff. Then we'll swing around the back of TNT here and come by where the North Power Plant was.
Are you actually taking the bus into the TNT area back there in the woods
yeah.
and stuff? You're driving it
yeah.
back there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's like a
yeah,
monster
the
truck.
The roads aren't that bad.
It's probably on those roads, those access roads, those
okay.
service roads. Yeah.
So
yeah.
say, maybe yeah. put knobbies on that thing and just like crank hammer it back there.
Everybody hang on.
Yeah, hang on, guys. Grab the roll cage. Here we go.
Yeah.
The Jensen Point.
It'll be pretty cool. It'll
yeah.
be pretty cool. You know, we've got a sound system that'll be inside of it, and then eventually we'll have some DVD players and stuff. And but it'll originate from here at the museum. And then we'll head back this way, and it should be interesting. You know, it's just like everything else. You know, it'll start off, and I'm sure we'll add things to it as we go, and
uh-huh.
and try to improve on things. You know, you just never know. You know, obviously, we don't want to be up there probably in November during deer hunting season. I don't think that's a good idea. So,
yeah, that wouldn't be a good idea.
You know, here everybody's your flak jacket. Go ahead and put it on, and then, you know, we'll be okay.
Well, no, I think it's a phenomenal idea, mainly because you know every year we're there. People run up to us and they always ask us, hey,
where do we go to
where's the TNT
yeah.
area? And, you know, I've been
yeah.
there so many times now, Jeff, and to this day, I still don't know how to get there. I know you just you loop around a road and drive forever, and then you turn somewhere, and then you're there. But I can't get there still. So, you know, now I just can go, hey, look, you know, if it's going, if it's not, you know, hey, they're going to be starting up a Mothman bus tour. Go take that, and you just kick back and relax and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll have, you know, different people on there, you know, for the guides and stuff, and I'm going to try to be on there some, too.
Uh-huh.
I probably won't be able to do it during the festival and stuff, but, you know, it's something that will, I know, will develop into a big thing there probably next spring and summer and everything. But,
excellent.
You know, it's, you know, people, some people come to town, they want to go up there on their own, that's fine. But other people, you know, they kind of like that, that little guided tour thing and, you know, listen to somebody who's lived here and knows where all the landmarks are and things like that. So, you know,
yeah.
I think it'll work out.
Last year, I saved a point, a map point or whatever on my GPS. And, of course, since then I've replaced my GPS with a different GPS. So now I'm going to have to find it all over again. But it's there's so many people, though, and there is the different tours or the hayride. Is the hayride happening again?
Yeah. No, I think we're going to be doing a hayride Friday evening and Saturday evening.
Oh, that'll be good.
Because
there's a lot of people.
And, you know, we're not expecting a huge crowd on Friday evening, but there are some people that have to head back Saturday afternoon or evening, and, you know, we thought that at least we'd go up there and see what happens this time, kind of test the waters a little bit. And, you know, if it works, we'll probably do it again next year. If it bombs, you know, we'll kind of try to improve on it or whatever. But, you know, I think that Friday evenings will kind of eliminate being up there till about 1 or 2 in the morning on Saturdays, too. So.
Exactly. And then who, speaking of which, we're going to be down by the stage.
Yeah, we're running that gig.
We're running that, and so we're going to be in charge. We're going to be in charge of getting the speakers on and off, and
right.
And then we do have a cattle prod already, so that we can get them off stage whenever they need to be off.
Yeah.
But the
big chain.
Yeah, exactly.
If they don't move, we got a taser gun. We'll just bring them down and drag them off.
Bring them down, drag them off, get the next one.
Yeah. Just slide right into the river.
I can just tackle him into the river.
There you go.
True. So we're all set. We've already come up with ideas how to make that thing flow smoothly.
Well, there's
who's going to be speaking, Scott?
I got a list
Jeff?
Right here. I can help out with that.
Scott, tell us about some of the people who are going to be.
And
speaking.
We've, you know, Jeff and I, we've all worked together on this thing, and I, you know, Jeff, we've kept in contact, and what's up on the site now is just a phenomenal lineup, and I'm just going to go. We got the schedule and everything right here, which is just so great. I'm so happy it's there.
Yeah.
Make sure you bring your wireless mics there, too, Scott.
What's
you
that? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're bringing wireless.
Yep,
okay.
We're bringing wireless.
That's coming with us, too. Coming, Mike. starting on Saturday, September 20th, Chad Lambert. He's no stranger to Ghostly Talk. 12 noon.
Yeah.
Frank Fraschino, Jr., the Baxton County Monster author. We were just talking about that on the break, actually, Jeff.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was with him there in Charleston, or St. Albans there, this past Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows his stuff. He really knows his stuff. He did about 15 years research on that.
Wow.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley is another one. Another not a stranger here to Ghostly Talk, also a dear friend. We met Rosemary for the first time at the Mothman.
That's where we met her the very first time we were
like,
at the Mothman.
Wow, it's Rosemary.
And we're like, oh my gosh, didn't she write like
everything?
All the encyclopedias and stuff. And then she turned out to be really cool. So we were really shocked.
Susan Shepard, another friend of ours.
Yeah.
Who's not been on Ghostly Talk yet. I don't know why.
I don't know why,
that.
But she's from the Parkersburg Ghost Tour.
Yes,
right?
And we've talked to her several times.
We talked to her a lot, but we've never actually talked to her on Ghostly Talk.
We need to fix that. We're fixing all that stuff this year.
And
we're
I bought her tape of the original news reports.
The Derenberger
tapes. UFO, the Derenberger
tapes. We listened to it on the way home.
Yeah.
And
still listen to a lot of content.
I listened to it once again, like, just about 3 months ago, and I was like, how can this have happened? Anyway, so Susan will be there.
Robin Bellamy,
who
finished the day off on Saturday.
She has been here on Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, she
absolutely
has. Great friend of ours.
She has studied the haunted hotel there, the Low Hotel, right there in downtown Point Pleasant. You are literally setting. We're literally right outside the steps. The festival happens right outside the steps of the Low Hotel, which is reported to be haunted.
Uh-huh.
Robin Pyatt Bellamy has been. I know I keep messing up it's a three name and it's But she has been staying there every single year, and she has had a ghostly encounter there. She wrote a history of that building.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing stuff. She also wrote a haunted cookbook, or it's a cookbook of haunted treats.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's actually testing the waters of being an author, too, which is a fascinating one.
Great speaker. Looking forward to that. Sunday, that's going to finish off Saturday. Sunday, Neil Park's going to start the day off at noon.
This will be the first time we meet him.
Travis Short, who we've talked to several times, Dark Wings Productions, he's going to be there also. They've done a documentary on the Mothman also. Jason Clyburn, a good friend of ours from the Prodigy Group, is going to be there.
That's from there from
our dear, met them at the Mothman Festival also. You can't forget James Willis.
Ah, yes, the weird Ohio guy.
Mr. James Willis, the man who got, and hopefully things go better for him this year and no boats come up behind the stage while he's speaking.
Oh, he was the guy that the boat
yes, that was fun.
He got, that was just ridiculous. Tom Moore is also, he's part of the Parkersburg chapter also of Ghost Hunting, the ghost group out there. And finally, to finish the day off on Sunday at 4:30, Bob Wilkinson from the Grave,
Grave Barker. I've seen that. That's really good.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's not available yet, but he sent me a copy to see. It's really good.
Quite a setup this year. Quite a very well rounded group of speakers. That's why I always love this, is because this is the Mothman Festival. But you've always been open, Jeff, to having all different types. Because we know, and we've discussed this before, Jeff. You know, the term paranormal. You know, I think it encompasses so many things. Even this time of the year. With September 11th this week, passing the 7th anniversary of that. I mean, there's a lot of theories and ideas around that, and I even put that under the term paranormal in some ways too. You've always been very open to having all these different types of facets around the paranormal: ghost hunters, people that are into cryptozoology, comic writers who write about them. I mean, there's all types of stuff that's going to be that somebody who wants to. And we see people.
We need a variety. Mixture, so it keeps everybody's interest.
And you also keep a mixture and variety of events. Like I know last year there was a band down. Was that down at the theater, or was that down at the park?
I think that was
down. Right out in the park. They're going to be playing up to Hayrides this time for about 4 hours straight, I think.
See, that's going to be fantastic. So you've got a band come in. You also sometimes show movies in the theater, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't know what we'll be doing in the theater this time around. They've been doing some renovations in there. Mm-hmm. But we do have Turtle Man. I don't know if you've seen him on the set.
Awesome.
I've heard of him.
He's the guy who handles the big 40-pound snapping turtles, and he's sort of like the Steve Irwin of Kentucky. You know, he's got a big following, and the kids love him. I mean, he sets up a tent, and he does these demonstrations how he picks these things up and dives into these ponds, these murky ponds, and pulls them out of the mud and everything. It's pretty wild.
Oh, this
you
is
mentioned
awesome.
That. I thank you for reminding me about that, because I have to go check that out. Because I'm a total reptile junkie myself. So I'm gonna have to.
Well, he's a character.
Is there any other? I mean, we just got in talking about all the new things and stuff. Is there any other new exhibits that are going to be there this year, as far as the festival's concerned?
I'm trying to think. Well, they have the Mothman powerlifting thing. The Miss Mothman pageant is going on Thursday.
Yeah, right. The Miss Mothman.
We're getting out early for that, Jeff.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. She had 57 contestants enter that.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Who are the judges?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure who the judges are. I mean,
really?
You guys may be able to set in on that. You know.
Oh, really?
Oh, please. Come on.
You know what, Jeff? We're going to have to talk about that this week.
Well, are you guys coming in Friday?
We're going to, as far as, we're coming in two waves. And I think both of our camps are going to be pretty flexible, so we can come in any time we want. So, and I think, in discussions with my half of the driving team, we're basically going to leave out in the morning on Friday. So we'll be getting there early on Friday. So,
okay.
That's what the plan is. I don't know about you guys.
We're completely flexible, aren't we?
I don't know.
Oh, Bonnie's being flexible.
I might want to be
Thursday
difficult.
And Friday evening.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll come out Thursday.
It'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting, nonetheless. Anything else going on that's maybe new this year, Jeff?
Let me think here. I can't think right off the top of my head. I know that we've got, several new vendors coming in. And,
speaking of vendors, I know this is not a new thing, but Mothman Pancakes.
Yeah.
They'll be here.
They're going to be here?
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
Mothman
gosh.
Pancakes. They were one of the first ones to sign up, and they'll be here. A couple other vendors. I like I said, it's kind of all going by too quick right now.
They probably don't even know what a following or how much people talk about them. You know, they probably have no clue.
Well, I know I pimped the heck out of them on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
I had my plate there when I was trying to introduce somebody with the mic in one hand and the plate in the other, going, "These are pretty good. Yeah, I like them.
Yeah,
I'm digging the muffin.
Yeah, they are good.
They love me. I was looking by.
So there's a run on muffin and pancakes.
There's a speaker guy. There's a guy who's been screaming on the stage, yelling at people all day long. Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, here, have some more pancakes. No, it's going to be great. I know. It'll be, you know, I know you're what you're going through, Jeff, yourself. You're losing your mind.
Well, actually, you know, things run pretty smooth, you know. Like I said, everybody, mm-hmm. Like with the hayride up there, you know, some of the little attractions around on the hayride and everything, you know, yeah. that used to be a lot of pressure and stuff, but we've got a couple people that are handling that end of it, so Carolyn and I don't have to rush right up there on Saturday hoping everything's in place and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, so... You know, stuff like that, you know, if they kind of take the reins on that, and it really helps a lot and stuff. So we have a lot of volunteers downtown here, and then plus the fact that you guys took over the speaker forum was a big relief too, because mm-hmm. you know, we would always just kind of pull somebody out of the crowd and say, "Hey, can you introduce these people?" You know, so now it's kind of an attraction within itself with you guys down there. So that's really worked out. You know,
pretty much, you know, still really have well. The same level of quality though.
Thanks, Bonnie. Yes, we try.
Hey, and the I'm part of the show. I can say it.
It's very apparent that we try.
And the peanut gallery strikes again.
We never actually.
Well, Denny Bellamy is the one that came up to me there, you know, a couple years back after the festival was winding down, and he told me, he said, "You got to get them guys to MC that next year." And you know, of course, I probably would have thought of it eventually, but you know, he told me that, and I thought, "You're right." You know, that light bulb went off. I'm like. And then, you know, we talked and history.
It's
and
been a pleasure. Last year was an absolute pleasure, Jeff. I have to say, it was so much fun.
It totally worked. It was a lot of work, a lot more work than I thought it was going to be, but it totally ended up working because you were then free and available to go do all of your stuff. You didn't, because it literally would have taken 10 minutes per hour, every hour, out of your time. Or or John Frick's time, or you know, somebody's time, mm-hmm. it would have taken literally 10 minutes, because you'd have to go find the person, get the other person off, get the other person on the stage, and do the intro. And that's literally 10 minutes per hour, every hour. And
and I never know where I'm going to be. You know, I've spent a lot of time, you know, talking to people and you know, meeting people, things like that. Which that's what I like doing. And poor Carolyn, she can't even get out of her restaurant over there. You know, she's at the Hair Steakhouse. She can't even get out of it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her it'd be nice if she could get out there and kind of mingle with people and stuff. But you know.
But there really would have been no way. And we, I mean, obviously we get along with people sometimes. And
sometimes.
So we go up on the stage, we introduce the person, they speak, then we go out into the crowds and. And
see, that's what they like,
them.
You know, and I heard comment after comment. It's like, those guys, you know, really, you know, we're entertaining, and, you know, so that's what we want.
Good.
You know, we want.
We don't get along. We don't get along with tugboat drivers pulling up behind the stage.
No,
right. People we don't get along with.
That's why we're arming you guys with shotguns this year.
Yeah, just point it. Shut the engine off.
You just have to fire in the air a couple times. You know,
Well, Jeff,
think we'll send some snapping turtles after them.
Yeah, we'll get the turtle guy to come down there.
We need
to
roll
him. Yeah,
you need to get him down there to do a quick, plug the turtle man there and have him come down. He does an Indian yell every time he pulls a turtle out.
Oh, like that's awesome. So they can surround the tugboat with turtles, and then he can run in and, yeah, or whatever, how it sounds. I'll find out this upcoming weekend.
Don't ever do
that
again.
Just go to YouTube. He's all right.
Yeah, we'll have to YouTube him.
And it'll be great. Oh, my gosh. I'm so looking forward to this.
Yeah.
This upcoming weekend, the one coming up next, not the one that just happened, because obviously that won't work. But this upcoming weekend, we're going to be in Point Pleasant, West Virginia with our man, Jeff Wamsley, doing the...
September 20th and 21st. We're going to be there in full force. Jeff's going to be there in full force. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
And Jeff,
24 hours a day.
We got to go to break, but I want to say, Jeff, thank you for doing this every year. We know how hard you work.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Don't forget the websites, www.mothmanfestival.com. Check that out. There's all kinds of speakers and events. And then www.mothmanlives.com. And sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah.
I get the newsletter every single, I don't know, is it monthly?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to send something out. I've just been busy, but I'll send something out here before the festival.
And I'll be seeing that and updating my calendar of what I'm going to do this weekend. So.
There you go. Hang on the line, Jeff. Don't leave us just yet.
Okay.
All right. So the Mothman Festival. We got that one.
Can't
We're
wait.
Warmed up for that. coming up now, hopefully, if he isn't, has not drowned yet, is Keith
Age. Louisville is not as lucky as, they're not as lucky West as Virginia right now. They're under all kinds of weather and wind and whatever, so we're gonna see if Keith Age is online. We'll talk about Louisville Ghost Hunter convention coming up.
Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant.
Aww.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.